At the end of the day, it is what it is.
That's what they say.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
The grass is greener on the other side.
Just a matter of time.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
When all is said and done, Americans love a good cliche, don't we? What are some of the most popular ones right now?
Some of the phrases I'm hearing a lot right now include, at the end of the day, it is what it is, and thinking outside the box. Then one of our listeners pointed out that he's hearing a lot to throw something under the bus or to throw someone under the bus. It looks like that is first cited reliably about 1991 and has taken off since then.
So how do these come into fashion?
Well, I think it really is like fashion, that you get phrases that become popular and then people hear them a lot and pick them up, often subconsciously, and they get a momentum all on their own. Let me give you a couple of examples. The phrase, it is what it is. This is four times more popular today than it was in the early 2000s. And that comes from a corpus called the Corpus of Contemporary American English, which tracks spoken language. The phrase, at the end of the day, is five times more common today than it was in the early 1990s. You can imagine why people are getting tired of these expressions.
And so what's the difference between a cliche, an adage, and an idiom, Anne?
An adage usually has some kind of moral in it. An idiom is a phrase where the meaning of the phrase is bigger than the sum of its parts. So you take something like kick the bucket, which has nothing to do with kicking or buckets and has everything to do with dying. So that's an idiom. And cliches are overused expressions. So certainly idioms can become cliches. At this point, it is what it is probably very close to a cliche if it isn't a cliche already. But other idioms, I think including kick the bucket, are an idiom without yet being a cliche.
I notice, Anne, that a lot of people begin their sentences now with actually.
Actually is an adverb on the rise. I took a look at this in a database of written English, and over the course of the 20th century, its usage has more than doubled.
So what has been changing? What cliches or idioms have fallen out of fashion?
So as fashions change, there are idioms that come in and out. I was thinking about this question and I thought, well, let me see about as a matter of fact. And as a matter of fact is actually falling out of usage. It seems to have peaked around the 1930s and is now in decline. Also in decline is be that as it may.
Well, be that as it may, I think we may have run out of time. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rena.